from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Authenticity Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and I am so grateful that you have decided to tune in and listen to the interviews of these incredible women who are the authors of the book, The Beauty of Authenticity. They are really, truly incredible women. I really have enjoyed getting to know them. They have lived a lot of life. Their stories are amazing to me. Stuff they've been through, things they've learned, things they now share in terms of lessons, practices, some guidance on how you can live more authentically in your own life. So I am so happy you're here listening to this. I would love to read an introduction of our author today, Michelle Weissman, and then we'll get started talking with Michelle. Michelle Weissman is a writer, adventurer, and owner of Mom Coaching, a practice that focuses on guiding mothers in releasing whatever is holding them back from truly loving their lives. Though moms are her sweet spot, Michelle loves bringing inspiration, connection, and empowerment to all who are seeking clarity and healing. Prior to coaching, she founded and directed a recruiting business that served the financial technology industry for 14 years. Throughout her life, Michelle has derived tremendous fulfillment as a volunteer and advocate for hunger relief, homelessness, and animal welfare and rescue. When she's not working, Michelle enjoys spending time with her family and speaking Spanish every chance she gets. And Michelle, I'm so happy to talk with you today. How are you?
I'm terrific, Sue. I'm happy to talk to you, too.
Great. Well, I like your topic that you have because those first three words, yes, I can, the exhilaration of giving yourself permission, that is so important. I love it because so often I think we wait around for permission from somebody else and we forget that we're the ones that have the say in this. So I love those words, yes, I can, and I know that's what you're going to be talking about. But before we get started talking about that, Michelle, let's talk about your personal journey. Will you share with us a little bit about that, your own journey, and how it has led you to where you are today?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I like to say, you know, I've been on a personal journey of self-discovery and healing, primarily seeking purpose and fulfillment since about 2008 when I closed my recruiting business, the recruiting business that you referred to, which I had been running from a home office for 14 years. I had started the business when my older daughter was 1 year old, and I working for myself was just amazing because it enabled me to enjoy being a full-time mom. And I had what I considered pretty much an ideal balance of motherhood and work life until then in 2008, which when I closed my recruiting business when for market conditions. And when I stopped working, some of the challenges that I had been facing during motherhood came front and center. And I turned my recruiting skill set on myself. You know, I have these good probing skills. And so I asked myself, well, what do you like to do? And what doesn't feel like work when you do it? And so I came up with a litany of things. And one of the first things that popped up was, well, you know, I love to speak Spanish. Spanish had been my minor in college, and I always loved speaking it. And so I went on the internet and I searched and I found these amazing Spanish language classes at a place called Instituto Cervantes in Manhattan, and I did that. And I enjoyed it, but I knew, okay, that's not what I'm looking for yet. And so I was like, well, what else do I love to do? And I was like, well, I love to drink wine. Who doesn't? So I did some more research. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was just laughing. I love to drink wine, too.
I know, right. That's why I say who doesn't, right? And then I went online. I did some more research, and I found this wine studies program, and I actually got a certificate in wine studies. And I sold wine for one of the North Fork wineries on Long Island for a year. And I enjoyed that. But, again, I knew, okay, well, this is not quite what I'm looking for. And so I kept searching. And at the time, I really didn't know much about spirituality, and I had very vague opinions about God and the universe, but somehow I had this deep knowing that I wasn't living my soul's purpose. So, yep, I went back on the internet, and I found a life purpose and vortex retreat in Sedona, and I went out to Sedona, and I did that, and I had some really interesting learning. I walked the Red Rocks with a shaman, and I came away with some insights. And, it was helpful, but I just wasn't quite there yet. So then I found a workshop about writing and yoga, and I did that. And, again, I enjoyed that, and I kept searching. And then I found a certification program in transformation coaching. And every single word of the description resonated with me. And I had a sense that I had finally found what I was looking for. And so far I would say that, yes, that was all the reason, that all the other prior things hadn't worked out was because I was looking for transformation coaching. And I have to say it's the most powerful tool that I've found so far for self-knowing. And it has helped me so much to let go of what's not serving me, and it allows me to connect to what does. So, through my coaching training, and I not only learned how to be a coach for someone else, but I learned how to, connect to my inner wisdom, which in turn has allowed me to connect with my true self, my authentic self. So that's an explanation for how I got to be where I am in this moment speaking to you.
Wow. It's so interesting because I've talked to so many women about this, many of our authors, and what you experienced and going on your own spiritual journey, it's like this quest for, okay, so who am I? What's really my purpose? What's going on? So often it happens for women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, even their 60s. People are like, okay, so I've been living this whole life, but what's really my purpose here? What's my journey? And I'm so happy that you found the transformational coaching as such a wonderful tool for you and that you're using it now with other people as well, because I also find that to be very helpful. So, Michelle, I know that, we all have these things in our life that we kind of live by, principles and values and things that we live by. What would you say is the number one principle that's had a really big impact on your life? And how can other people use that same principle to achieve the things that you've achieved for yourself?
Right. Thank you. Great question. So what I'd like to say is, the number one principle is something that you mentioned right at the beginning, which is, giving myself permission. And, this is the principle that I live by is that you can say yes. You can give yourself permission. And what I want to explain is that this is a somewhat different yes I can than some other ones. Sometimes we say to ourselves, yes, I can, when I'm in a gym class and I'm looking at the clock every 2 minutes and I feel like I'm not going to make it to the end. And I speak to myself and I say, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. It's not a motivating yes, I can, and it's not an inspiring yes, I can. It's a permission yes, I can. And the way I like to give an analogy is, remember when you were a kid and you really, really wanted to do something that you would think, that you thought was fun, and you would beg your parents and you'd say, please, please, can I do it? And that's the kind of permission that I'm talking about, because as grown-ups, we still get, these bursts of enthusiasm every now and then. We'll get an idea and we'll be like, oh, man, that would be so much fun. But we jump in so quickly and we squash that enthusiasm by the pragmatic, I'm using air quotes now, that pragmatic or adult part of ourselves that denies. That denies by saying, oh, you can't do that, or you shouldn't do that, because you have responsibilities. You have responsibilities to your family. You have responsibilities to your job. Or perhaps you'll say, you can't do that. It costs too much. Or that would be too self-indulgent, or even you don't deserve it, or what would people say? And so you ultimately don't get to do that enlivening, fun thing that this part of you wants to do. And so I'm saying, give yourself permission instead, because that part of you that really wants to do this thing, that's your true self, that's your authentic self reaching out to you, and it's trying to guide you towards something that is going to be, if you allow yourself It's going to allow you to connect to a place of ease, of peace, of satisfaction, or maybe balance, or even joy. So, you know, say yes, yes, I can.
I love that. And you know, you're right, because when I was looking at it, I thought, okay, yes, I can, meaning, yep, I can do this. You know, Nike, just do it, that kind of
right, right.
Or that kind of, you know, motivation. But that's, I love that, that it's, yes, I can do this. I can, you know, I'm allowing myself to do this, which is such a gift to us, you know, and it frees us up and gives us a relief. And I love that principle. And so this principle of giving yourself permission, I know that your story in the book, The Beauty of Authenticity, your the title of your chapter is The Flower and the Butterfly. And you talk about this principle in there, and it takes it right into the heart of the story. This principle lives in that story. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, sure. I'm not going to give the details away because, you know, I do want that the real lesson of the story to unfold for people, for our listeners, as they're reading it. But the part that connects my theme of, or my principle of giving yourself permission, has to do with, you know, the where I start in this story is that I have given myself permission to experience my love of travel. And for me, travel has always been a way for me to express my free-spirited and adventurous nature. And so, you know, the permission that I had given myself was to travel, because travel was always, for me, a way for me to express my free-spirited and adventurous nature. And this really came alive for me when my older daughter was getting ready for her study abroad semester. She had chosen to go to Rome, and I was just standing by saying, wow, this is such an incredible opportunity. I wish that I could have a study abroad semester. And for me, there was a little bit more poignancy there because I had actually wanted to study abroad when I was in college. I majored in business, but I minored in Spanish, and I had asked my parents if I could study in Spain for a semester, and they said no. And so I think there was a bit left over desire for me to have this experience separate from the fact that I was watching my daughter do it. And then 2.5 years later, my younger daughter also had a study abroad experience. She had chosen to go to Tel Aviv. And this time I was envious, but I think I was a little bit further along in my spiritual path, and so I realized that envy wasn't serving me. And I started to think, well, what could I possibly do to make this come true for me? And I said, you know, when I said yes to myself, when I gave myself permission and I actually gave myself the opportunity to travel, I thought that was going to be the key for me, but actually it wasn't. And so this is what the story says, this is what the story reveals, is that when you say yes to whatever is calling you, it's just the beginning of a path that's waiting to unfold for you. So it's like a treat inside of a treat.
I love that. And that's true, because one thing, life inevitably has one thing leading right to another. So whenever we start saying yes to one thing, allowing ourselves one thing, we find out, hey, I did that, and now what's next? What's next? And so I love how that does it. And your story did that beautifully. So thanks for sharing that. I know that our listeners will love reading your story. You know, Michelle, it's interesting. You talked about before your spiritual journey and how you do transformation coaching now for other people and for yourself still, and that it was really important for you. And, you know, you've developed a huge passion for that. Why do you have such a passion about sharing and working with people with transformational coaching?
Well, I really appreciate the question. And there's actually a two-part answer, because first there's the transformation coaching in and of itself answer, and then there's my role as a transformation coach. So starting with transformation coaching, I have to say I believe in it so wholeheartedly. It is the most powerful and effective tool that I have found so far for someone to know and appreciate themselves. And in contrast to therapy, which I have used and found very valuable, coaching focuses on the present and the future. And your history matters only in terms of how you got to where you are today. There's no focus on history, which is, you know, predominantly is what therapy is about. So this focus on the present and the future, I find, is so much more constructive. And it's one of the many reasons that coaching is so much more efficient, and people can see change and growth in themselves in a matter of weeks and months versus years and years. The other aspect of transformation coaching that I appreciate so much is one of the foundational principles is that people are inherently resourceful. And this translates into, you know, no one knows you better than you know yourself, as well as, you know, you have the power within you to come up with your own creative solutions. And this principle is just, first of all, I believe in it so wholeheartedly. And I think it's so empowering for the individual, because to know that you have the resources within you to come up with your own solution is really so empowering. And the solutions that we come up with on our own terms, these solutions are really, they're self-sustaining, and as a result, they're long-lasting. But the second part of answering your question has to do with my passion for helping others through transformation coaching. And that really comes through because I just derive such tremendous satisfaction and fulfillment in so many of the areas that light me up. First and foremost, helping others, but also creative expression and learning, relationship building, and growth. So with transformation coaching, the relationship between the coach and the client is such that the coach experiences growth through the client. So there's just this beautiful, cycle that just keeps going, and really, as I said, really satisfying and very fulfilling.
That's great. You know, it's interesting that you say that, too, because I think that, you know, most coaches that I've spoken with, they say that, too. You know, I learned so much through the coaching process. You know, I'm helping somebody else, and I'm helping myself, too, which is great. You know, I would like to ask you a question about, you said, you know, the principles are that people are inherently resourceful and that solutions come from within. How as a coach, a transformational coach, how do you guide somebody to those solutions? Because you're not giving them the solutions. You're helping them find them. How do you do that?
Right. And thank you for underscoring that, because that's a misconception that a lot of people have with coaching. And it's so not that. It's so not giving advice. It's exactly what you said. It's, you know, guiding people to find the solutions in. And that's what the we have an array of tools available to us, an array of strategies that we utilize when we're coaching someone. And, for example, one of the I'll give you two really simple but powerful examples, is asking people empowering questions. And empowering questions are the types of questions that really encourage people to explore what it is they're thinking and feeling. So questions like, well, what makes you feel that way? Or if you could walk out the door and do anything you want, what would that be? So an empowering question is not a yes or a no question. It's a question that encourages people to really to dig deep. Another thing that we do as coaches is we listen. So much of the time, really what people need is they just need to be heard. And so a very effective tool in coaching is holding silence for someone. So those are just two, you know, quick examples of what we do in coaching.
Yeah, that's great. I love that because it is very different from therapy. I know that. So, you know, I know, Michelle, I talked about your coaching practice. The name of it is called Mom Coaching, and it targets moms. That's primarily your audience, even though you work with other people as well. Will you please share with our audience, I'm sure there's lots of moms listening, will you share with us some practical guidance or tools for our moms out there?
Sure, I'd love to. And I appreciate you giving the shout out to other people other than moms, because the tools that I'm going to share right now, you know, will work for everyone. So the first tool I'd like to chat about is to be aware of how you're feeling. It just takes a moment, literally a moment, to check in with yourself and to name the feeling or emotion that you're currently experiencing. For example, right now I'm feeling excited to be participating in this interview, and I'd have to say just a bit nervous. Sue, can I ask you how you're feeling right now in this moment?
Yeah, I'm feeling really, I feel excited also, but I also feel like open is what I want to say. I feel like I'm really open and allowing stuff to come to me because you're sharing with me.
Perfect. And what I'd like to say with that is that there is, the great thing about this is there is no right or wrong. How you're feeling is, it's always just what it is. So checking in with how we're feeling brings us, you know, to the present moment where, of course, all of our power is. So that's the first benefit of checking in. The second benefit of checking in and naming how we're feeling is it enables us to gain an awareness of our emotions. And transformation begins with awareness. So again, we're going to assume that we have some moms listening. So I'm going to guess that some moms out there are feeling stressed or perhaps unappreciated or perhaps experiencing some mom guilt because unfortunately that's part of being a mom. And I can guess with some assurance that these emotions are being felt by the moms out there, because I've been a mom for 26 years and I've spent many a day feeling these feelings. So the next tool I want to share after our listeners check in and gain an awareness of how they're feeling is to cultivate the ability to listen to our inner wisdom through the mind-body connection. So moms, so you've identified how you're feeling. Now I'd like to ask you to ask yourself where in your body this feeling resides. So if we close our eyes just for a minute, even a couple of seconds, and we are patient with ourselves, this helps to facilitate the ability to identify where in our body a feeling resides. And closing our eyes is helpful because we have so much stimulation. And I'd like to say that, you know, this mind-body connection and the ability to tap into our inner wisdom, though people are not, you know, used to doing this on a day-to-day basis, I think then in our society that right now that there's an agreement that there is a mind-body connection, and our language really supports this. For example, you know, very frequently in conversation we might say to a friend, say if we're explaining something, oh, yeah, well, you know, my heart was telling me to go for it, but, you know, in my head I was saying, no, you can't do that. Or you might say, I knew it was true. I could just feel it in my gut. But overall, we spend so much time in our heads, and we just tend to let our heads and our thinking influence us so much more. And this mind-body connection, we don't really cultivate that. So, again, you know, with your eyes closed and thinking about the feeling that you are connecting with right now, try to identify where in your body you're feeling it and just put your hand there. So perhaps if you're feeling stressed and you say, well, I feel this in my head, so put your hand on your head. Or maybe you're feeling anxious and you're feeling this in your chest. So you would put your hand on your chest. And now with this connection to this feeling and a sense of where in your body this feeling is residing, ask yourself, what do I need? What do I need right now? And if you're just patient for a moment or two, usually an answer will arise within you. So, for example, if you're feeling anxious in your chest, you say, what do I need right now? Maybe the answer that's going to come up is air. And when you hear yourself say, I need more air, you'll say, well, maybe it's space that I need. Or maybe it's maybe it's something less. Maybe you're just going to come up with the idea and you'll say, I need less of something. What could I need less of? Yeah, maybe I need less things on my to-do list. Because the big takeaway here is that all of our feelings are related to needs. And if we're feeling happy or satisfied or calm, that's because the needs that are underlying our emotions are being met. And when we're feeling emotions on the other end of the spectrum, stress or overwhelm or worry, it's because one or more of our needs are not being met. So these tools, you know, checking in, gaining awareness of how we're feeling in the moment, connecting to and listening to our inner wisdom, and then just asking ourselves what we need. These are very simple but powerful tools, and they could be done anytime, anywhere, and just by using our inner resources.
That's great. I love that. By the way, I just want to say, you know, so often people say things like, you know, oh, this is a pain in the neck, right? People say stuff, oh, this thing I have to do is a pain in the neck, and they have a pain in their neck, right? So it's almost like, you know, that's that real definition of that mind-body connection, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I know. There's so much that, like, metaphors in our language that tie the mind and the body. And, you know, I'm curious to know how many of our listeners will catch themselves after listening to this interview and will notice how many times they use those expressions.
Yeah, it's very amazing once we start being aware of it. So I love that you shared all this information, Michelle. It's so amazing. And, you know, that whole transformation, it's all about change. It's all about being aware. It's all about making those shifts in our life. And having a coach to be able to do that is really helpful in so many ways. So I appreciate the work you're doing. I appreciate what you shared with us today, too. So, you know, I know that you have a gift for our listeners, too, that would be really helpful for them. And also, I know that there are people that would like to reach out to you and learn more about you. Can you please give us some information about your gift and also that how they can reach you?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I'm really excited to offer our listeners today an absolutely free, no obligation discovery session with me. And this is an incredible value because this is a one-on-one with me, and anybody can take advantage of it because the session takes place either on the phone or via Skype or Zoom. And what a discovery session is the first coaching session that goes on between myself and a client. And it's an essential session where a lot of the foundational work is accomplished. And so there will be conversation, there will be exercise, prompting the listener to explore what it is they're feeling and what's working for them and what's not working for them. And at the end of the discovery session, the client will be able to articulate pretty clearly what goals they would like to accomplish for coaching. So when you end a discovery session, you're pretty tapped into, again, what's working, what's not working, and what you'd like to target in the coaching process. And so it really opens up to someone the possibilities that are available to all of us when we just take time to focus on what's important. And the way that somebody can take advantage of that is the same way that they can get in touch with me and keep in touch with me if they like. And that's by going to my website. It's www.momecoaching. It's spelled M-O-M-E, and it rhymes with the word home and Mom Coaching. And I just like to say real quickly that Mom is the power of motherhood aligned with the power of the universe. And it's something that I created when I was staring at the word mom one day and realized Om was in there. And I said, well, that can't be just a coincidence. And so just go on the website, and from any page on the website, there is a contact form. And just fill it out and just put the word authenticity in the subject line and send it to me, and I will respond, and we'll be able to schedule a discovery session.
That sounds great. I know that our listeners are going to want to have that discovery session with you. That it sounds like you can really get them started on that path of self-discovery, so that's awesome. And Michelle, I so appreciate you. I love the information you shared today, as I've already said, and I love your story in the book. I know that our listeners will enjoy reading that. I appreciate all of your positive energy and your mindset around this whole project, and thank you for being a part of it. I really do appreciate you.
Oh, it was absolutely my pleasure.
Terrific. And listeners, thank you for being a part of this too, because as you step more fully into your own authentic life, your own authentic way of being, it gives others the power to do the same. It almost gives them permission, saying, hey, if she can be herself, I can be myself too. So, and the more authentic people we have in the world, I feel like our world will just be so much more full, because it's, we're all experiencing ourselves fully, and then everybody else will be doing that same thing. So it's really kind of cool that this is happening, that this authenticity is coming forward right now. So thank you, listeners, for doing that in this world. Be sure to continue to listen to the summit and these amazing interviews, because there is so much here for you, so much for you to learn to help you grow on your own journey of authenticity. Thank you, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.
Living from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all